Isaiah, you catch that touchdown just 20 seconds after the safety, and you really capped a five-play turnaround for Nebraska where it was kind of shaky a little bit, and then it came back to where Nebraska was in full control of the game. What did it feel like catching that and then making the run?
It felt really good. You know, we started off a little slow, but, you know, we got faith in each other. You know, I got faith in my teammates. And, sometimes it takes, you know, one big play to kind of spark things up, you know, and it couldn't have been done without my teammates. So it was a great feeling and, you know, many more of those in the future.
For you personally, and it's been a couple of years since you had a game like that, how good did that feel to just be able to play a whole game and play such a big part in it?
You know, it felt really great. You know, it kind of felt like I was in prison, you know, locked away from something that I love so much, you know, for 2 years. It kind of felt like, you know, I was finally released from prison. So just being able to be out there with my teammates and, you know, come out with the victory, you know, it's very exciting, motivating. And, you know, I'm really thankful. So
what kind of got you through those 2 years? Just like who kept you going and kept you believing that you would get back to this moment?
Honestly, you know, going through something like that, you kind of have a lot of mental battles, you know, and my biggest thing was just staying positive, you know, no matter what the situation was, just staying positive, being optimistic. And, you know, I'm kind of proud of myself from how far I've came, because, you know, it was really tough. I was at a deficit, and, you know, just to be able to make my way through all of that, all those adversity, you know, it really shows a lot. So, yeah.
Hey, Dylan, what's a big reason why you came here, obviously? Was this the Dylan Raiola you hoped you'd see when you transferred to Nebraska playing with a guy like him today?
Oh, yeah. Dylan's he's a very talented player. And the biggest thing that I noticed about him is his poise. You know, being a freshman quarterback at a university like this, to come out and, you know, to perform the way he did, you know, is very, very, very nice to see. You know, he's very talented, and yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of him throughout this season.
You played with Arch Manning and Ewers at Texas. How does he handle things, maybe compared to some of those guys that were in similar spots that you played around before?
I mean, you know, like I said, he's a freshman, so, you know, that poise, you know, what I noticed about Quinn, you know, he had the same amount of poise. So I'll just say that their composure in environments like this to be able to come out there and perform, so, yeah.
Isaiah, you've obviously been around a lot of big games, big players, you know, big-time players in your career. What kind of excitement level do you have about being a part of next week and knowing what that's going to be like to be, you know, Saturday night, NBC, Nebraska, Colorado?
You know, it's very exciting, you know. You know, those are reasons why you come to universities like this, you know, just to play in big games, you know, get an opportunity to, you know, show everybody what you can do. And it's very exciting. You know, I think it's a great day for college football. And, you know, just looking forward to going out there and competing.